You're with Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, joined in studio by Kate Lochte and by phone with Michael Dickens.
Michael is the director of the Trahern Gallery at Austin Peay State University in Clarksville, now showing or hearing an exhibit titled Sound. Welcome, Michael.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Well, you and Department of Art Chair Barry Jones curated the exhibit featuring 17 artists. Why? Why did you decide to do this?
We both use sound in our personal art making, in our personal practice, and we don't teach sound here in the art department. But we thought it'd be interesting to introduce our students and the community member to the art of, or to sound art, the world of sound art. So we decided to kick around the idea of having a show, and we really wanted to pick artists and works by those artists that kind of really knocked our socks off, the ones we were impressed with. So it was kind of a, you know, I guess going into a candy store for us. We get to, you know, pick and choose who, you know, who we want to feature and the work that we want to feature. And it was really fun, and it's been interesting to see what type of response we get from the students and other faculty members and community members that have come in for the show.
I bet. You were gracious to send me a sample of one of the exhibition sound pieces. Would you set mm-hmm. that up, and then we'll feature it?
Yeah, the snippet I gave you is actually it's a really interesting piece. We actually have two versions of this piece in the show. We have a headphone piece that's in our main gallery, but the artists Jesse Thompson and Greg Pond actually came to campus and installed this piece as a sculptural sound piece in our lobby. What they did is they placed transducers on our large panes of glass. There's about 6 transducers in our lobby, on the pane glass in the lobby, and they send signals to the glass, and the glass vibrates, which creates a sound.
Cool.
So our entire lobby is pretty much created into one large speaker system, and then they kind of did a remix version for the headphone piece.
Shall we hear
that? It's very ambiotic. Yeah, go ahead.
Again, the artists' names?
It's Jesse Thompson and Greg Pond.
Where are they from?
Jesse Thompson actually is currently in Los Angeles, and Greg Pond actually teaches at the University of the South in Suwanee, Tennessee. So, they've collaborated on a few pieces together, and this is one of the recent ones.
Can I, without you thinking me crass, tell me what you think that is about?
About the piece, I think it's actually using signals, sound waves, and using the sound waves in conjunction with architecture to create almost like an ambiotic, a different experience.
Yeah, so what's the experience for you?
For me, this particular piece is very, some parts are very calming, some parts are a little unnerving, but it's nice to actually sit in our lobby when the students are in class and the lobby is nice and quiet and just listen to it. And we go through, you know, our daily experience, we're surrounded by sound every day, but to actually sit and pay attention and to a different sound that is a sound that we're not used to in a certain environment, to introduce a new sound, it really changes our experience for the time that we're listening to it. And we've had people that have come from other buildings just to sit in the lobby and read or do homework. And they love it.
They love it. So how many headphone experiences are there in the Trahern?
There's 12 headphone experiences in the Trahern Gallery. Then we have several sculptural pieces throughout the Trahern building, and then one large sound sculpture in the middle of campus.
Is that the one with the piano keyboards?
It is. It is. That is. It's a great piece. It's a pianos, but the sculpture piece is piano. You don't play the piano.
Yeah.
The sound is actually generated through three MP3 players. Each MP3 player has 88 tracks to it, tonal tracks, which is 88 keys to the keyboard. Those tracks are set on random, but there's three MP3 players constantly set on random. So each time you go out there, you're going to get a different experience once you stand in the middle of the piece. It's almost cathedral-like in a sense of we have these great features called the bowls on the Austin Peay campus, you know, sinkholes in our area. but they form these natural bowls in between one of our university commons building and our library, so a really heavily trafficked area. And so our student body is getting to experience this introduction of sound into their normal environment that they're not used to. I've gone down to the piece to take other students down, and I've seen people meditating in the circle. I've seen people doing yoga. I've seen people touching the keys and trying to figure it out. And I actually had the great experience of a father was walking his blind daughter through the piece, which was really cool. And she was touching the piece, but it was interesting. She was able to pick out the different notes of that piano piece.
Sure.
Yeah, it was absolutely gorgeous. That's Peter Kay. Excuse me, my mouth's a little dry. So Peter Kay is the sound artist on that one. He created the sound part of that sculptural piece. And the sculpture is an artist from Spartanburg, South Carolina.
So this is a national show.
It's actually not a national show.
Really?
We put this all together ourselves. Yeah,
you invited people from all over the country to send you sound.
Yeah, that's right. And when I say a national show, it's not traveling anywhere. But yeah, we put it together. It's people from Los Angeles. We have some artists from New York, Ohio, Florida. There's several from Tennessee, North Carolina. Yeah, from people all over the country that are working with sound art.
Well, Michael Dickens, good for you, and thank you for telling us about it and providing the sound. Where is Trahern?
Trahern is located, I believe, on 8th Street, on College and 8th Street.
Good.
In downtown, just off to the edge of campus. If you start in the middle of campus, you'll hit the big sound sculpture, and then you can kind of follow the maps and make your way to Trahern.
And I gather that it's open for experiencing from 9 to 4, Monday through Friday, through February 6th.
Yes, through February 6th, Monday through Friday, 9 to 4. The sculptural piece in the middle is actually 24/7. It continues to run. So it's you can get a different experience when the students are here during the middle of the day, or you come in here at night, or even on the weekend is a great experience because the campus is really quiet on the weekend, and you can kind of really experience the sound that way.
Oh, excellent. Thanks again for speaking with me about the exhibit, and congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
You're with Murray State's WKMS. We sound good because of listeners like you.